So I know a lot of you listen to me as a reprisal, as a respite, maybe some sort of escape from the real world. But I can't escape this. Welcome back to the Meatweed Podcast, where today we're discussing, of all things, something that not only am I familiar with, but something that I hate to admit, I guess I'm directly responsible. I'm partially responsible for, mainly because you are too. That's right. The meme economy is drying up. I think we're cooked. We haven't had a new meme. It's been March. It's been March for a week. Nothing has happened. You must understand, this is not something that happens regularly, so when it does happen, it kind of blindsides everybody. I'll go into more detail as to what I think is going on. Anyway. The reaction to the new song in the background doesn't seem to be mixed. It seems like most people don't care. In fact, I'd go as far as to say that we're doing just okay with the new song in the background. Listen, I'm gonna be honest. With enough time, you have to change things up. Otherwise, it gets stagnant. I have recently lost Patreon subscribers, and I'm gonna tell you right now, that shit hurts. A little. It hurts a little. Until you look into it, and you ask questions, and you realize that it's become formulaic. You know, you have to change it up. So I will. Having said that, we need to discuss the meme economy. It's not good right now. There's quite a lot of things that have... Admittedly, it's pretty bad. The main issue being is that the one meme that has popped off, the few memes that have popped off, have entirely everything to do with Trump and J.D. Vance. And a lot of people just don't want to be engrossed in this, you know... In this U.S. political bullshit, you know? Like, a lot of people don't want to do that. They go on the internet to escape, or they just don't want to hear about it because they hear it, I don't know, at work, at school. And it's frustrating. And yet, that's the only memes that have been popping off recently. I'm talking J.D. Vance's face edits. That's really it. That's it. Normally, the meme economy is more diverse. It has a lot more funny jokes, different stuff to share with your friends. And yet, when I tell you that it's my fault and your fault, you need to understand. It may be cringe, but someone's got to do it. Someone has to be the laughingstock. Someone has to make the funny joke. Someone has to make the funny meme, you know? But no one's done it this month. It seems like everyone's too preoccupied, wondering if, you know, if shit's going to hit the fan recently. Like, let's face it, I'm going to break a rule, okay? If you don't want to hear about it, skip maybe 20 seconds, but I'm going to break a rule, talk about politics. Trump's tariffs really fuck shit up in the United States. And if you're listening to us from the outside of the United States, I never break the rule of not talking about politics, but I'm going to tell you right now, we're not doing too well. Anyway, that really has put a damper on things here in the United States. And when people are like this, all we have to do is, you know, we're not in the mood to make a funny meme. We're not in the mood to make a funny joke. We don't know what to do. We're helpless. Normally, funny times, you know, good times bring up good jokes. That's just how it is. Me, personally, I'm doing okay. Having said that, it's just, I get it. You know, there's a lot of tension in the United States, especially with what's going on right now. The rest of the world talking about Trump. It just, I don't know, man. There's some shit you can't escape. I hate to say it, but you really can't. Like, a lot of personal stuff's happened too regarding that. Like, I know people say if it doesn't affect you directly, then it shouldn't bother you. Well, it does, because it has, you know? A lot of shit's happened, okay? Some of my family has gotten sick because this whole thing of cutting funding to public spending and, like, okay, now we have dirty tap water. The fuck? We use a Brita filter here in the house, a really strong one. So we've been okay, but I don't know. I don't think the rest of my family's been so lucky. So yeah, if we don't sound like we're in the mood to joke around right now, quite honestly, we're dealing with our own shit, you know? So yeah, this is coming from the perspective of an American currently living through all of this, okay? Granted, it could always be worse. You know? It could always be worse. Now that I've said that, I can honestly say that, yeah, we're a lot more positive here in the US than we try to let on. Yeah, I could be pessimistic at times, but the last episode, I was having a great time. All I was doing was reading. That's all I was doing. And it wasn't even that bad, okay? It's just sometimes things suck and that's taken up most of your mind. And if you want to post a meme on Instagram or Twitter, especially Twitter, you get nothing but fucking propaganda. And it's so annoying. Seriously, I've gotten so many requests to join the Navy, to join the Army. Like, no, I'm not doing that. You think the meme economy is the only one suffering? No. But I've gotten off topic too far. The meme economy has suffered, but the most recent one that is not that popular is called Slime Talk, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's just fucking, oh, what up, slime? Rose emoji or whatever. Don't ruin roses for me, man. I fucking have a rose tattoo on my chest. And yeah, I got it from the Dropkick Murphy song. In a rose tattoo. You know that song? That partially inspired it, but I also just thought it looked cool. The thing is about tattoos, some people will make up a story about why they got a tattoo and, oh, it's such a deep emotion or whatever. I have a tattoo of a cat on my chest. You know why I got it? I like cats. I've never owned one. That's it. Well, so, I guess now that's been long enough. Listen, I'm getting older, okay? Let's look back in the past. I know I'm never seeing these people again, but sadly, that was a nickname given to me by a friend who I miss dearly. And they are no longer in my life. They're not dead or anything, as far as I know. I haven't spoken to them in years. That's it. That's really it. Welcome to adulthood. You lose old friends, but make new ones. It's not bad. It's actually kind of comforting, you know? You don't drop off with friends as an adult. You don't cut off stuff aggressively. You kind of just go your separate ways. But the best ones you hold on to. Simple as that. I cut my nail too short. That hurt. Anyway, I have ideas for the meme economy. I have ideas to save it. If you wish to do anything, really, it's pretty simple. The main thing that catches on with a meme is just repetition. It's not about it being funny. It's not about it being clever. It's not about anything. The stupidest fucking memes pop off for the dumbest fucking reason. You just keep repeating them. It's like this. It's like the Ray J Johnson mentality. If you don't know what I'm talking about, there was this comedian named Ray J Johnson who had one joke his entire career. He made 3 albums. You can call me Ray, or you can call me Jay. That's the whole fucking thing. I just told you the joke. This man's career was a sentence. I guess they didn't have anything better to do back then. But at the same time, times change, and so do people. And the perspective and mentality. So what we have to focus on is a meme that is stupidly simple, can be done by anyone, can be shared anywhere. I propose, okay, bear with me, the blank emoji. As in, any emoji where it's 2 eyes and a line, left and right, not smiling, not frowning, just a straight face. It's not funny, it's not clever. You could post it everywhere, you just keep repeating it and it becomes a meme, that's it. It's that simple. And it's not even a good meme. But if it takes off, it takes off. And if it does take off, it started here on the Meat Wheat Podcast. Take notes. And if it didn't, well, that's fine too. You know, if it didn't take off. Here's the beauty about making a new meme. It doesn't matter if it doesn't take off. If it takes off and it's cringed, yeah, you'll be known as, you know, it's a risk. It's a risk you're willing to take. And that's the problem, you know? That's the problem. You gotta be vulnerable. At least a little bit, you know? You gotta not wear your heart in your sleeve per se, but you gotta, Jesus, the soundproofing foam is not doing well. Sorry, I got caught off guard because from my angle I'm looking up at the soundproof foam. It's kinda doing its job, but at the same time it's mostly missing. And there's a wall on my left hand side that I forgot to fucking cover. It's not good. We're not doing the best here. A lot of the soundproofing foam that came in the packaging, was fully flattened. And I do not have a fucking hairdryer to dry it off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I need 7 more just to finish this wall. And then whatever's left is going to go on the left-hand side. And it's not going to be enough to cover the entire fucking wall. I didn't think this through. I really didn't. But maybe Amazon throws another sale on it. I don't know. If they do, it'd be great. Something clicked just now. The thought might be that this carpet is not carpet enough. By that I mean it's very thin. It's comfortable, don't get me wrong. It's nice to walk around on it. I could even rotate my chair on it back and forth, but it's not enough. Anyway, yeah, that's my bid for the, you know, making a new meme. Just put the blank face. No other text. Blank face. Maybe two of them. That's it. Two blank faces. That's it. That's really it. I mean, you could put it anywhere. You could respond to anything with it. Like, no one's gonna do it later. Like, if it does pop off, it'll die in like a month, which is kind of the point of memes. You know, there's no big economy. There's no boom. There's no meme that sticks around forever. There are some that get a resurgence or a rebrand. When rebranded, a meme is not too bad. It's basically, it's mid, you know? Like, it'll be like, I don't know, I hate to say it, but sadly, I think the one example I can think of that's very apropos right now is Pepe the Frog becoming a white supremacist symbol. It's not what I would have expected from him, admittedly, but, you know, you gotta base it on the origin. It started in 4chan, and 4chan is actually, hang on. We haven't heard from 4chan in a fucking minute. It's been a minute, right? Are they still around? I don't want to go on 4chan. I really don't want to. But if they are still around, well, hey, fine. You know, it is what it is. If they're not, then, well, they had to go down eventually, you know? I can't get over how fucking thin this wall is. The soundproofing foam is stupid thin. Also, if you hear any clicking in the background, I'm really trying to isolate the sound in this room. It's very big, don't get me wrong. The ceilings are very high. It's just the echo. I can't really stop it, dude. I've really tried just about everything. I've tried soundproofing foam. I put up the green screen again, put it real close to me. That didn't do anything. It somehow made it worse. There's so many noises coming from the outside. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but it's downpour right now. It's just a super heavy amount of rain. I'm glad I cut my yard when I did. I gotta check the garage. No, I'll do it later. Okay. What else could we possibly talk about in this podcast? Because I'm going to be honest, and I will be direct. I am not meeting the deadlines that I wish I did. It's not on you guys. Fuck it, I'll just come out and say it. I got a PS5. Oh my god, have you guys played the new Monster Hunter? It's so fucking sick. I absolutely love the story, and I already beat it. It's been three days. That's it. I was up until like the first day I got it, and I'm like, yeah, we'll give it a shot. It was like 5 p.m. when I plugged it in and started playing it. It was 5 a.m. when I finished. Yeah. My days off was all a video game. And, I don't know, sometimes, when you're an adult, it hits different. Like, yeah, it's a good game, I was really excited to play it, but truth be told, the next day, I just kind of sat there and I thought, I don't even want to play, I want to, I don't know, mow my grass, clean my dishes, do all that shit. I'm definitely getting older, I even bought suspenders. That's how you know I'm getting fucking old. My suspenders came in, and I thought they looked cool, and I realized I look like my grandpa. Like exactly like he did when he was still alive and my age. Which, I mean, I'm going through an economic recession just like him. So you know what? Maybe. Finally, whatever. I'm probably going to end up eating like him too. Nothing but gruel and beans and rice and water and boiled water specifically because our tap water is not clean. Cool. Great. Awesome. That's fucking... America fucking sucks right now, dude. I'm going to be blunt. Like... I know you're listening from another country. Any Europeans listening, America is suffering. And I'm pretty sure some of you are smiling and laughing about that. And you know what? Fine. Go ahead. Have that. Our president has a lot more nukes than you realize, and I don't like that. That's it. That's the only thing I'm throwing in there. I mean, I don't even have a Twitter anymore, so fuck it. I have an update on the meme economy, and this time it has something to do with two attempts that kind of validate my point. You see, earlier I mentioned that sometimes you have to stick your neck out and you might be labeled cringe and this and that when it comes to doing stuff for, you know, for the sake of the meme. My god, these two stuck out their necks and they were decapitated because it was pretty bad. Okay, there's two songs, right? Two meme songs, I guess is the word. Cherry Blossom Iced Tea. It's a girl singing that. It's just Cherry Blossom Iced Tea. Okay. And another one. There's a McDonald's and the Pentagon. Both of these songs. Okay. One of them, ska. The other one, hyperpop. And neither genre is easy to nail. Both of them are, if you get it wrong, incredibly annoying. The sad part is, I did hear the McDonald's and the Pentagon song, and I thought it was a little bop, okay? I was like, there's a McDonald's and the Pentagon. It's not bad, right? It's not the worst song in the world, but my God, the comments on TikTok were like, I'd rather kill myself than hear this. BRB, drinking Mentos, Coke, and acid. I don't know, stuff like that, you know? Basically, people just... There were two new memes that came out, and people hated them with a capital H-A-T-E-D. Like... It's one of the risks. It's the risk you're willing to take in order to, you know, to get some sort of recognition on the internet. It's not easy. By no means is it easy, you know? It's just, it sucks. Truth be told, it's sad. But I just got a video with the second one. I didn't know about Cherry Blossom Iced Tea. And the moment I heard it, I understood the hate. I just immediately got it. That was so fucking irritating, dude. My God. Is she doing that on purpose? She has to be. There's no way in hell someone speaks like that by accident. I mean, if you're speaking the way that they did in that song, Cherry Blossom Iced Tea, by design of creation, you know, whatever came out, whatever divine wisdom came out, God hates you. It's so simple. It's so fucking simple. Now, who am I to judge, you know? I'm just an internet veteran, that's all. So I've seen things come and go. I've seen things that I've repeated, admittedly. And yet, it is what it is. You know, like, sometimes the algorithm loves you, sometimes it hates you. Sometimes it loves you and then hates you, which is exactly what happened here. We have two songs. The algorithm popped them off in popularity, absolutely blew them up, skyrocketing them overnight. Only for the hate train to come right on through. It's one of the risks you're willing to take when it comes to these types of things. It's not something new. It happens all the time. It happened to Chocolate Rain. It's going to happen to Do You Like My Sword, Sword. Like, that song in particular, the song by Tobuscus, it wasn't that popular. But now that it has some nostalgic value to it, it is popular. Period. Hard stop. Tobuscus is not the man he used to be, I'll admit. I mean, far be it from me to deal with that rabbit hole. It's kind of sad because I was there for that. I was there, now that I think about it, I was there for Tobuscus. I remember people, you know, showing me on their phones, the fucking iPhone 4 back then, or the iPhone 3, and they were like, hey, have you seen this video by Tobuscus? It's so funny. And it was, Do You Like My Sword? Sword. You know what's funny? It's very funny to me, actually. We never discussed this anomaly. There's some meme economics that don't make sense. For example, I don't know how to explain it. Minecraft is a meme, but the thing is, it's been popular forever. So how the fuck does that work? It's never gone down in value. It's just always been around. It's kind of one of those things that if it's popular enough, it just sticks around forever. But, you know, not everything lasts forever. You know, I mean, just look at Halo 3. It was stupidly popular and it's gone now. People still play it, by the way. It's so popular, it's transcended the fact that the servers don't even exist anymore. And people still play it. Because they loved it that much. It was that good, it was that popular. I hate that when I start recording. Okay, this is one of the problems that I've been running into on the podcast, and I hate to say it. But ever since I've gotten older, I'll talk on the podcast for as long as I can before my stomach just starts bubbling the fuck up for whatever reason. It's so fucking annoying. It's so fucking annoying, dude. Like, it shouldn't be happening. There's no reason for it. And yet it happens. So I struggle a bit more, you know, to reach the end. And sometimes I'm not even sick, but the moment I start talking, it kicks in. It's really frustrating. And if you guys have been wondering lately why I've been, like, not crashing out on the podcast, I've just been, like, I don't know, a lot of personal stuff's been going on. It's not bad. I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, my life sucks. No, far from it. My life is great. It's just the fact that I don't know, stuff at work. You know, adult shit. I want to show you guys a picture of my lawnmower, but I don't know what the hell, like, I don't know. I love it, you know, big fan of it, really happy about it. I was more happy to get the lawnmower than the PS5. But I'm happy to get both. I've recently gotten some weird shit on my TikTok, and I'm gonna be honest, it's made me think a lot. I don't like it. I don't like that it's made me think a lot, mainly because of the topic. It's just so dark. You go to a hospital and you go to the server room, or you go to any spot where there's a thick white box full of cables. Electric cables, nothing too crazy. That's an angel. If you're confused by what I mean, a majority of machines that keep people alive in hospitals are connected to this big white box. So I saw a video of someone recording the white box, and it said angel. That's all it says. Guardian angels are man-made, is what I'm seeing. And I don't know how to feel about that. I think maybe some part of you... Look, I'm going to get philosophical in here at the end, okay? I'm going to be blunt. This podcast episode is going to make no fucking sense, especially the ending. But you think of the concept of God, and you think maybe it's some higher power, some divinity. You know? Maybe you hope. Maybe you pray, you know? Maybe something's going to happen. But then the thing is, it's just like, you look at videos like that where it's like, this machine is currently keeping several coma patients breathing and eating. Their hearts are being regulated. You know, their kidneys are being cleaned out. And it's weird. It's weird seeing that machine thinking, human innovation did that. But, you know, even in the medical field, because I worked in the medical field before, let me tell you right now, there's some shit you don't know. Like, even doctors, I've talked to them before. Some of them have said some people had a zero chance of survival, and yet their body just persists, you know? It's like, nonetheless, they persisted. You know? Some people just don't want to... Some people's willpower is just that strong, I guess. And maybe that's where you see a glimmer of God, I guess. I don't know. I see him when I go outside. I'll be sitting there touching grass. Maybe I'll cut the lawn. Maybe I'll go to a mountain or something. Just kind of sit there. Let the cool air touch my skin as I'm surrounded by nothing but life. Things growing around me. Nothing helped them. They help themselves by sheer willpower. They don't have eyes, they don't have lips, they don't talk. They don't speak, they can't hear me. They feel the vibrations in the air, just like we do. And yet, they live. Photosynthesis, you know, that's all they need is the sun. And some of them, not even that. I don't know. It makes you think, but why? Why does it make you think, you know? Well, it's a heavy-ass topic. The truth is, for many years, I've been dealing with something. I don't know if I was traumatized by the medical field as much as I was disturbed by what I saw. I mean, I don't know, man. I'm a grown-ass man now. Now that I'm older, I could just admit it. It's been years at this point. I look back and I think, I studied this. I went through and I saw a bunch of shit and I just didn't like it. And what got me more than anything is a lot of the people that I knew were professionals, you know, who had been in the medical field a long time, were heavy drinkers, heavy smokers, cheated on their wives constantly. And some of them did drugs. It's just... They knew what they were putting in their bodies. But it got to the point where even they were thinking, death ain't so bad. I don't know. It's not cocky for them to say, oh yeah, I'll later on I'll have a higher risk of cancer, but I'll be 80 years old, who cares? And others are like, life is pointless, you know, it's just made. We're just animals. It's weird. It's really weird. I don't know. Maybe of all the jobs that I've had, that's the one that's fucked me up the most. Because I look back and I think, I really went into all this debt just to never use it again. And it has to do with the shit I saw, I guess. I don't know. Some heavy stuff. I think what I've been looking into is, I don't know, an aesthetic of some kind. I think the message is, at least to some degree, that there's two connections between the modern day tech and angels from the Bible. Basically, if you look up the definition of what an angel is, it's a messenger sent by God, right? And their sole purpose is that through them, the message of God is delivered. What is a computer if not a messenger? Weird, right? It's just weird. That connection was made, and I just kind of sat there thinking, it sounds deep, but really, what the fuck does it mean? You know? Now that I'm thinking about it clearer, it's like, it sounds cooler than it is, but giving it more thought process, it starts clicking that, yeah, that doesn't make fucking sense. I don't know. Fuck, man. I mean, it's been a long time, you know? Oh, fuck. I know what that is. That means I'm tired. Sleepy, even. I mean, normally I'm not. It's around this time. But the fact is, it is raining, and it is the fucking most beautiful sound in the world, where I'm just sitting by the window, and I hear little pitter-patters outside. You know? But, oh, I tapped the mic, sorry. There's a bunch of water hitting the ground. It's nice, you know? It's really funny to me how people will put their microphone close to a body of water and record the drippings, you know, the sound of it. And what people don't realize is that there's Foley artists that they'll fry bacon on a low heat, and they'll put the microphone next to it with a, you know, protective coating. Don't get fucking grease on the mic. And they'll just record bacon frying, and it sounds like rain. As soon as they said that, now that I'm hearing the rain, it kind of does sound like bacon frying, and I don't like that they sound so similar. So similar, in fact, that if you listen to rain to go to sleep, chances are it's a motherfucker frying bacon in his studio apartment. And that's what you're hearing. I think I'd rather hear bacon frying than rain, but, you know, I don't know, man. At least in one, you get a snack. I'm just fucking fat. That's what it is. I'm gaining weight. Like, seriously. Like, I can't help but notice it every time I come home. I have a Ring doorbell now, and every time I come home, I just see this fucking massive second chin. And I don't know. I don't know what I did to gain all this weight. I think just age, you know? My body's finally like, hey, man, you gotta eat. Come on. But it's an overdrive, you know? It's just not stopping. Free will is not freeing right now. I'm at the mercy of my stomach. I need to do that. That's what I gotta do. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Meatweed Podcast. I think I rambled a little too much at the end. Made no fucking sense. I'm going to be honest. That's exactly what you expect from Meatweed Podcast. I'll just say whatever the fuck's on my head. But the ending, though. I mean, I did not mean to introduce the thought of, what's it called again? Oh, man. Divine Machinery. That's what it's called. The connection between angels and machine, you know, it's just a theory. But the funny part is, it's too vague. Every video I've seen is just loud electronic music with flashing photos going back and forth. And the funny part is, it's an aesthetic, you know. Shit like this started with vaporwave. Now that I think about it, it started with a lot of stuff. I'm thinking, like, not grindcore, what the hell is it called, nightcore, where they would speed up music and just have anime girls. And the thing is, it's obviously not an anime girl singing, but because the voice is higher, ooh, all of a sudden it's an anime girl. I'm gonna be honest with you. I've had a piss this whole time and I've been holding it. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, anyway, Patreon is free now. $1 or $5 tiers get you the same as a free pass, but it's only for a limited time. I'm gonna be closing that soon, and I will be posting an episode that is exclusive for paying members on Patreon. And the funny part is, I don't know who's even subscribed to me on Patreon, but, you know, thank you for that. I will see you guys next week with a new episode. Having said that, I'm finishing up the YouTube video now. The thing is, I finished recording the video part of the video. I have not finished the voiceover, like, by any means. I don't know what the fuck to say about it. This is the problem. I don't take notes. I really should. I should start taking notes. I used to. I don't know why I stopped. Anyway, I'll see you guys next week. I really appreciate you guys staying with MeatWeed Podcast for this long. I feel like I don't give you guys enough credit. I really thank you for liking and subscribing on YouTube, by the way. See you guys next week.